their fragments melted away invisibly. The main advantage in such a weapon was that it could be charged from any supply of reasonably pure water, although it worked best with the carefully pre-frozen cache of slugs in the weapon's manufacturer-supplied cryo clip. It was also nearly impossible to trace the owner of such a gun if a crime had been committed, making it an ideal assassination tool. It didn't matter that the slugs had no autonomous target-seeking capacity, or that they would not penetrate some kinds of armor. Something as absurdly powerful as Zebra's rifle would make sense as an instrument of assassination only if I got an opportunity to kill Ryvich from halfway across the city, which was very unlikely. It was never going to be the kind of kill where you sat in a window squinting through the telescopic sight of a high-powered rifle, waiting until the target intersected the crosshairs, his image wavering through kilometers of heat haze. It was always going to be the kind where you walked into the same room and did it with a single bullet at close range, close enough to see the whites of his fear-dilated eyes. Evening fell over the mulch. Apart from the streets in the area immediately around the bazaars, pedestrian traffic thinned out, and the shadows cast by the towering roots of the canopy began to assume an air of sullen menace. I got to work. The kid driving the rickshaw might have been the same one who had originally taken me into the mulch, or his virtually interchangeable brother. He had the same aversion to my planned destination as well, unwilling to ferry me where I wanted to go until I sweetened the proposition with the promise of a generous tip. Even then he was reluctant, but we set off anyway, navigating through the darkening glade of the city at a pace which suggested he was more than eager to complete the journey and return home. Some of his nervousness rubbed off on me, because I found my hand wandering into the pocket of my coat to feel the comforting cold mass of the gun, reassuring as any talisman.
"What you want, mister? Everyone know this no good pot of mulch. You better stay out of it, you smart."
"That's what people keep telling me," I said, "so I suppose you'd better assume that I'm not as intelligent as I seem."
"I no say that, mister. You pay plenty fine. You plenty smart fella. I just give you good advice is all."
"Thanks, but my advice to you is to just drive and keep your eye on the road. Let me worry about the rest." It was a conversation killer, but I wasn't in much of a mood for idle banter. Instead, I watched the darkening trunks of the buildings creep past, their deformities beginning to assume a weird normality, a strange sense that this was how all cities were meant to look ultimately. There were parts of the mulch relatively uncovered by canopy, and parts where the density of the overlying structures could not have been any higher, so that the mosquito net itself was completely blocked out, and when the sun was at its zenith, none of its light permeated to the ground. These were supposedly the worst areas of the mulch, areas of permanent night where crime was the only law which mattered, and where the inhabitants played games which were no less bloody and cruel than those favored by the people who lived overhead. I could not persuade the rickshaw kid to take me into the heart of the slum zone, so I settled for being dropped on the perimeter, pocketed hand wrapped around the slug gun. I trudged through the ankle-deep rainwater for several minutes, until I reached the side of a building which I recognized from the description Zebra had given me, and then crouched in a niche which offered some protection from the rain. Then I waited, and waited, while the last meager traces of daylight vanished from the scene, and all the shadows merged conspiratorially into one great city-hugging pall of gloomy grey. And then waited, and waited again. Night fell across Chasm City, the canopy lighting up above me, the arms of the linked structures dimpled with light, like the glowing tentacles of phosphorescent sea creatures. I watched cable